Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 3, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about financing platform Dignify raises $14 MLN. MoneyCorp receives e-money license in Dublin for EU expansion. US-based supermarket company expands e-commerce operations. Instacart partners with Chase to provide new offerings for cardholders. Curve overhauls its refunding system due to the Wirecard scandal. Apple launches a website for paying Apple Card bills online. PayPal rolls out installment payments program in France. Swiggy launches its own digital wallet, Swiggy Money. Now let's get started. Financing platform Dignify raises $14 MLN. Dignify, an US-based platform for financing auto repair, has raised $14 million in Series A funding from Build Group and Exor Seeds. Dignify also signed an agreement with Neuberger Berman Private Equity to buy $275 million in assets, which will allow it to grow its network of 5,000 auto service centers. Exor Seeds is the venture arm of Exor NV, which is the holding company of the Agnelli family, the controlling shareholders of Fiat Chrysler. The company's CEO shared in a press release that after months of financial uncertainty, Americans are eager to get back to work and many will need their cars in working order to do that. And Dignify's network of auto service centers has grown by 500 locations over the last 90 days, spurred by this rising demand. MoneyCorp receives e-money license in Dublin for EU expansion. MoneyCorp Group, a UK-based foreign exchange and payments company, has obtained an e-money and MiFID license to operate in Dublin, Ireland. The license is part of a strategy to maintain international operations post-Brexit. The company, originally founded in 1979, has operated an office in Dublin since 2013. However, the licenses mean the company can now operate an Ireland-based business called MoneyCorp Technologies. The e-money and MiFID licenses from the Central Bank of Ireland ensure we can continue to support our existing customer base, continue to grow business in Ireland and expand our business across the EU in a post-Brexit environment, MoneyCorp representatives have stated. The company has existing offices in the UK, US, Brazil, Hong Kong, Spain, Gibraltar, Romania, the UAE, and Ireland. US-based supermarket company expands e-commerce operations. US-based supermarket company Stop & Shop has announced plans of expanding its e-commerce offerings. According to Grocery Dive, the initiative comes as demand continues to surge during the pandemic. Therefore, the company plans to facilitate online grocery access, support growth in e-commerce, and add capacity for pickup and delivery, as more people choose to shop both in-store and online as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. Moreover, Stop & Shop will add 3 new warerooms, while bringing pickup service to at least 50 more locations. Accordingly, the company has expanded its collaboration with pickup service company Instacart, in which Instacart will offer its service to 321 of Stop & Shop's locations, meaning that same-day contactless delivery is enabled from about 75% of Stop & Shop stores, Grocery Dive reported. Instacart partners with Chase to provide new offerings for cardholders. Grocery delivery and pickup service company Instacart has partnered with Chase to provide new offers to Chase Sapphire Reserve and Preferred card members. According to Progressive Grocer, the program will run until 30 September 2020, and it enables Chase cardholders to earn extra points on groceries delivered or picked up from their local stores via Instacart. Therefore, Reserve card members will earn 5x total points, while Preferred card members will earn 3x total points on all Instacart Marketplace delivery and pickup order. Besides, Reserve and Preferred cardholders will also receive up to $50 in statement credits towards a monthly, currently $9.99, or annual, currently $99, Instacart Express membership, which offers unlimited free delivery and reduced service fees on orders of $35 or more. Furthermore, Instacart has recently raised $225 million to keep up with the increasing shopper demand for online grocery, as its order volumes have surged up to 500% during the COVID-19 pandemic, Progressive Grocer reported. Curve overhauls its refunding system due to the Wirecard scandal. All Your Cards in One fintech Curve has announced updates regarding its refunding system amid the Wirecard scandal. According to AltFi, the company reported that refunds will no longer head straight back to the card customers paid with, but will instead land in their virtual Curve cash card. Although this feature used to be a collection pot for the cashback points for when customers used Curve with specific retailers, or had money sent to them by other Curve cardholders, now it will also be used to collect refund cash. Therefore, once the new refund system rolls out, users could use the Curve Cash automatically anytime they spend or send the cash back to their original payment card. Moreover, Curve expects the new feature to land in about 1 to 2 weeks, with refunds back to consumers' original card arriving by the end of July 2020. However, refunds made before 2 p.m. on the 27th of June 2020 are sitting with Wirecard, while refunds made after 2 p.m. on the 27th of June will land on consumers' Curve cash cards, AltFi reported. Apple launches a website for paying Apple Card bills online. Apple has launched a website that's designed to allow Apple Card holders to check their balances, view statements, and make Apple Card payments online. The card.apple.com website lets Apple Card holders sign in with their Apple IDs. The website features a payments section that shows card balance front and center, along with the next scheduled payment date, and total card limits. Monthly statements can be viewed and downloaded through another section of the website, while settings allows users to add a bank account, manage scheduled payments, or see their MasterCard network benefits. A support section of the website provides access to an Apple Card web user guide and a phone number that customers can call to get help. All of these functions were previously available in the Wallet app, but having online access to Apple Card tools is useful for those who prefer managing their credit cards from their computers rather than their iPhones. It also allows Apple Cards to be used without the need to own an iPhone or an iPad for the first time, which is a major change. PayPal rolls out installment payments program in France. PayPal has launched an online installment payments program to help France-based SMEs during the coronavirus pandemic. According to Payments Source, the program is displayed on the PayPal app as Paymon N4X, translated as 4X payment, and allows approved customers to split their purchases into 4 equal installments over 3 months, nearly anywhere PayPal is offered in France. Besides, the credit is offered for a 2.1% of the amount of the transaction fee paid by the customer, and early repayments are allowed with no penalty. Additionally, if the customer does not receive the order or if it does not arrive as described on the website, he can use PayPal's Purchase Protection Program. Furthermore, in order to benefit from the installment offering, consumers have to own a PayPal account with a valid bank card linked to it. The product is available only online and requires a customer to check if both the merchant and the particular purchase are eligible, Payments Source reported. Swiggy launches its own digital wallet, Swiggy Money. India-based food delivery company Swiggy has rolled out its own digital wallet, called Swiggy Money, in partnership with Assisi Bank. According to Financial Express, the feature will allow customers to store money and pay for food orders on the Swiggy app. Swiggy Money is powered by Assisi Bank's Insta Wallet service, which is built on a cloud platform with API integration. Moreover, while Assisi Bank customers that use Swiggy can instantly start using the wallet, non-Assisi Bank customers will have to provide details of a government ID to Assisi Bank for using it. Therefore, by using the solution, users would be enabled to make instant refunds, top up their wallet, and make single-click purchases without multiple authentications. Besides, if the order value exceeds the wallet balance, Swiggy will offer consumers a split pay option to pay the rest of the amount through another payment method to complete the transaction. However, Swiggy had announced reducing its operations, including the workforce, and suggested it might shut down or decrease the cloud kitchen business, as the majority of restaurants during lockdown had moved to online-only deliveries, decreasing Swiggy's orders by over 50% in April 2020, Financial Express reported. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.